My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing life.
My life.
All right, this one was brought up. Got to write this one down. We were wondering when a good time to use it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe what I was hearing when it came to the community bounce house. It's not that you see a bounce house and it's for the community until you realize, yeah, all the kids actually want to get involved in the bounce house, Kenny.
So
the bounce house business, so to speak.
Last weekend, I felt bad because a kid, I assume it's their grandson or granddaughter or whatever it is, a few houses down at the end of the, we're at the end of the cul-de-sac and they're at the beginning of the cul-de-sac. So at the very beginning, you could see off in the distance, a giant in the backyard, a giant bounce house. Like whoever is the proprietor brought the trailer, they took it back there. It was Sunday morning and it was early. And I'm like, man, that's a big-ass bounce house. It was huge. It was like a bounce castle. And I felt bad because I didn't even think twice about it. I pulled in to my driveway, looked. I said, whoa. And I just went inside. So later that day, people start arriving to the kids', I assume, birthday party or whatever party it was. And then my youngest and my middle are outside, and they see a bounce house. And they're like, oh. And I realize, I go, yeah, we can't go over there. And they're like, what? I'm like, we don't know them. We don't know that you can't just go to a bounce house. And I'm thinking, boy, it wasn't like they put it in the front yard for the whole neighborhood to see the bounce house. And they're like, it's our bounce house. You can't come and get inside of it. But they did see it because it was so big. And I'm thinking, I'm not gonna impose on them that they have to open their bounce house to everybody. But if you get a bounce house, should all kids in the neighborhood be welcome to that bounce house, even if they're not invited to the birthday party?
Because you know what a killer it is for any kid
yes.
that sees that. To what that's a fantasy as a kid.
Jonas,
you
sat
see
there.
Something like that, and that's what you aspire to be able to participate with.
Jonas sat there on our front porch, just staring at it, and he didn't cry, but you could tell he was just like, "This is not fair. I can't believe I can't go over and get in this great, big, tremendous." It was so big, Tone. It was almost the size of their actual house. It was that big of a bounce house.
My God, how much does it cost to rent one of these for the day?
It has to be an exorbitant sum. It has to be so much. So if you get a bounce house, my question is, like, if I got one for a birthday, do I have to open it up to the rest of the neighborhood?
Just as long as nobody has to sign a waiver, right? It's not one of those where there's a huge liability.
Did you have to do that with trampolines when you were a kid?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, my dad had to write a permission slip for the kid down the street so we wouldn't sue him if I got hurt.
We have had this in the past, not me personally, but my kids have went to the birthday party that features a bounce house at the end of the street, right? And they have actually done the party happens from 3 to 6 or whatever, and then they will open it up for neighborhood play.
General public. That's great. I love that.
Which is great, and it depends on the day of the weekend in which you rent it, because sometimes if it's Saturday and they need to get it back beforehand. But I know people, there are companies that it's just like renting a U-Haul, right? Like, you rent it on Saturday, and you're supposed to turn it in within 24 hours, but we're not open on Sunday, so as long as you get it back Monday morning before we... It works out.
The people in the people they were pulling like a trailer, and you could tell.
So it was
a
company that came and set it up.
And I don't think they left. I think that they were overseeing the use of the bounce house.
Oh yeah,
it was so big. I mean, it did take professionals to probably get in. No, I don't ever want to get in any of those bounce houses. I just assume they're one great big toilet. So I don't want to get in any one of those things.
It's
no.
Okay for your children.
This is one. Yeah, they're kids. I don't care. Yeah. Ball pits, things like that. I make them take baths. Kids are disgusting anyway. So they can go get even more disgusting if they want to. But I'm not getting in that giant toilet that they call a bounce house. Mitch on St. Clair, you're first up on the fan. Hello.
Hello. Listen, you have to tell your son that life ain't fair. It's a bounce house. He didn't pay for it. The other parents paid for it. You buy him a bounce house.
He didn't press me on the answer, Mitch. He just accepted it.
You buy him a bounce house.
I'm not buying him anything. All right, Mitch, let me ask you. He gets enough.
Let me ask, because I do think there's going to be pressure on Ken to now supply a bounce house for the next, gathering. My question for you is...
I'm not supplying bounce houses for anything.
Let Lima talk, Ken. Come on.
At what age, Mitch? Because, I'm going to feel...
I made a bounce houses.
My kids, Izzy is 2 now, so she sees anything...
Right.
I gotta make her happy. I gotta make her feel good. I can't teach her lessons at this age. At what age do the lessons start getting taught?
At 2.
Already,
boom.
I could start denying her those things.
Time
in life.
To grow up is
look. Life is not fair. Hey, Ken, if somebody was making a barbecue and your favorite ribs was getting cooked and you smelt them, you gonna go over there just because you want to?
No.
Okay then.
But I didn't let them. He sees that.
That's a consumable.
He sees that apple pie on the windowsill. The neighbors. He's going over.
He starts floating. Okay.
I'm gonna float over there like a cartoon character.
Yeah, you act like a Yogi Bear. Stop it, everybody! Stop it.
Goodbye, Ken.
Goodbye, Mitch. Thank you very much. I'm asking if it's acceptable to believe that if I get the bounce house, and even if it were for family, okay, we're having a birthday party for Jonah, and only his cousins are coming, and his brother, and stuff like that. Well, I mean, we live in a neighborhood with technically 10 children overall. We're only 3 of them. They got to all be over for the bounce house, man.
Yeah,
I can't deny those sweet children a bounce house.
I do think about the upping the ante on how, everybody's first birthday party now. I was telling Ken before the show, how much we spent last year because we got another one coming up in February. And it does, you see what other people are doing, and there is a weird peer pressure. If you can do it, if you're fortunate enough to be able, if you have the capacity to do it, that's why I think Kenny's going to have that bounce house. You might have a permanent bounce house before too long.
One thing that we did, we have never done when we do children's birthdays, it's a family affair. So we don't do, that's when they get their presents and their cake and all that. They are allowed to do something with the with friends, go to a game or things like that. But we kind of keep that tight, so we don't have to run into these situations.
There was this kid, Chris, who lived a couple of houses down when I was really little. And I had to leave the birthday party early, and I didn't understand because all the other kids in the neighborhood got to stay. And it turned out his parents didn't like my parents.
Aw.
It was sad. So I feel bad for Jonah, even though I never brought him over there and he wasn't invited in the first place.
Man, I'm seeing the prices.
We carry our childhood trouble to our children. It's a shame.
I'm looking at the prices.
Much? How
Kenny,
much?
You can handle this.
How much? Give me a number.
There's a bunch under $500 for the rental.
For how long?
The day. I think you get it for the day.
The whole
right?
day for $500? Yeah. Oh, that's still a lot. I could spend that on a lot of other different things.
Yeah, but it ain't a bounce house.
No, it's not a bounce house.
Make sure that inclement weather and the big time winds aren't coming through.
Okay, well that's why you have to have that's why you leave it to professionals to go ahead and install the damn thing on your backyard.
There's an island oasis bounce house, Kenny. Come on.
Could we see Nick Chubb not in a bounce house?
I hope not.
But on the field at Cleveland Browns Stadium playing for your Browns against the Dallas Cowboys in week one.
Kenny, Mermaid Castle. Oh, my God. Look at
that. My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.